Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This Memorial Day weekend, I'm skipping phony sales and shopping at Bob's Discount Furniture, where I don't have to worry about missing out on great savings. Because no matter what, when I shop, Bob's has trending styles at everyday low prices, ready to ship fast. Like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob sectional with over 1,700 five-star reviews. So make the most of your summer and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back. Welcome back to News and Talk 1380 WAOK. It is your main man, Chris Smith, holding the program down. We got about an hour left, and right now we have an exclusive interview with the president of the Bass Reeves Gun Club, Mr. Larry Brown. We got a few callers on the line. Want to make sure you get to your question quick, as we do not have too much of his time left. First caller, we have Jamari out of Atlanta. Great morning, sir. What is on your mind?
Hey, how's it going? I was just wondering, like, is your classes and courses easily accessible to the public? Because I feel like in the black community, we don't advocate for gun safety and gun rights too much. And this could be a big thing. We need to get it going.
Okay. Yeah, so we do have classes through the chapter. We teach a basic pistol course and a pretty much a basic rifle course through the chapter. Those run bi-monthly in most cases. And then, as he mentioned, you know, through my own company as well, I teach pretty much year round for me. So things are just running on a continuous basis. So you can find, and I'll go ahead and put that out there. You can find our Bass Reeves classes at BassReevesGC.com. And that's for all of our events for the chapter. As well. And then, like you said, some of our things, because we're doing so much of the chapter, those are a little less frequent. But if you're looking directly for an instructor outside of that, LALD Tactical, which is my company, linesbentactical.com, you can find me there for any classes that we have as well, I have as well for. So, but yes, I would agree with you. That is one of the things where we in the community, I feel like, to take more seriously is the education part of it. And learning how to use them better as well. So, yes, sir.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for your question, Jamari. I appreciate you. Next call on the line, we have Todd out of Cleveland, Ohio. Great morning, sir. What is in your mind?
Hey, Larry, I have three questions for you. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
I would like to know, do you help train people on where and when the gun laws apply as far as usage of a gun, particularly in Georgia, since that's where everybody is that you train? Number two, do you teach people about quality of product without endorsing an individual gun product, such as, you know, this is what the record is with this particular gun as far as you being a consumer? And three, everybody doesn't necessarily work well with every gun. Do you help train people on, like, okay, this gun would probably work better for you, various reasons, muscle tone, reason for using it, things like that?
Yes, sir. So to answer your first, yes. So we definitely teach in our Bass Reeves Foundation class when you can and can't use that firearm. So that is one of the things that we want to make sure people are aware of. I will say in Georgia, I know you're calling from Cleveland, but in Georgia, we have before going constitutional carry, we had no class requirement anyway. So one of the things I'm definitely passionate about and that we'll be doing this year from my own side is offering the legal use of force classes more regularly, virtually, so that people can understand, hey, this is when I can use it, this is when I can't use it. And so those are the things I think, especially in Georgia, we have to really learn, because constitutional carry, whatever their thoughts were on that, is not really the biggest issue for me. Is we never had an educational requirement anyway, so people still were just going to do whatever they wanted to do. So mental use is huge, is hugely important. We do teach that on both ends. Quality of product, I agree with you. I don't try to say, hey, you should use this gun because of this, reputation. I'll tell people what not to get versus what to get. That's my thing, because what not to get is more important, because it's probably cheap. It's probably not going to work well. It's probably going to jam. It's probably going to break. I would steer them to, hey, I don't get these. Go find what works for you. And that kind of leads into your last question about what works best for that person. I'm a Glock guy. I know a lot of people don't like Glock. That's fine. What works best for you? And then we'll find what works best for you through a variety of different firearms and see, hey, this one works best for you. You shoot better with this one. It feels better in your hand with this one based on what they tell me. So I'm never a proponent of saying, hey, you got to get this, you got to get that. I'll more so tell you what not to get. And then also, hey, let's find what works best for you. What do you work best with? Because it's like driving a car to me, and how I explain it to people. I drive a Nissan. You might like a BMW. That's perfectly fine. They both do the same thing, but this one works best for you, while this one works best for me. No issues. Let's just get the job done.
Awesome. Thank you so much for your call, Mr. Todd. We appreciate you. We only got a few minutes left with Mr. Brown. I want to make sure that we are talking about the events that you all have coming up, shedding some more light. December the 8th, you spoke a little bit more about it earlier, but just to shed a little more light on it before you leave out, Ladies Day Out Community Class, yes. December the 8th. Can you tell us more about the event, what women can expect on a special day, and how can they sign up for it?
Yep. So we normally have Ladies Day, like I said, it's every second Sunday. Max is 25 ladies. And what they can expect, typically depending on the size and the experience of the group, is really to get you understanding how to use the firearm. We're not getting you out there to do a lot of high speed, low drag type of things. It's just, let's stand in place, work on our mechanics, get our foundation. It's really to get your foundation right. As an analogy, you can't build a house on just dirt. You got to set a foundation. This is setting your foundation for what you can start doing. This is also an opportunity for ladies who don't have a firearm. I want to make sure they understand this. You do not have to have a firearm to participate. We have plenty of firearms that you can use of ours. And this is kind of like the gentleman was saying about the different handguns to use. We bring out a variety of different types of firearms and let the ladies kind of figure out what works best for them in this situation. We provide the ammo. So if they come with no ammo, we got ammo for them. So we provide everything that you'll need to have a good learning experience. We take you through the basics of how to use the five fundamentals of marksmanship. We make sure you understand the five rules of firearm safety. And we work all of those things for the ladies. And every now and then we'll throw something in, just a drill in, just to kind of add a little spice for them. But mostly it's just static at a table, standing and using the firearm that you either brought or that you were giving to you to use for that class session. And it just takes them through a whole wide variety of just different techniques as we go through some of the drills at times, to where they can just learn different things that they may do, from seated position to we've done things for them. Hey, how do I, anyone ask, how do I?
Only at True North Stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I always know when a big holiday shopping weekend is coming because there are sales everywhere telling me to shop now or miss out. But when I shop at Bob's Discount Furniture, I never have to miss out because Bob's has the latest summer styles at everyday low prices. Plus, Bob's has tons of real 5-star reviews for me to rely on, which is how I found a real marble elm dining set with over 600 5-star reviews, the Copper Radiance mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you 5-star sleep, the ultra comfy Phantom reclining sofa, which boasts over 1,000 5-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 5-star reviews. So when you're ready to skip the holiday weekend gimmicks and score five-star style for every room in your home, listen to the smartest shoppers around and shop at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Keep it at home. How do I access it? So, okay, cool. We'll show you the different levels of keeping it stored at home, and this is how you access them. And then they can decide how they want to keep it at the house. And the last Ladies' Day, we did a whole gun cleaning clinic because some of the ladies were like, I don't know how to clean it. Cool. Bring your firearm. We'll show you how to break it down. Wow. We'll show you how to clean it. We'll show you how to put it back together. So we've done that. We're probably going to start running that a little more frequently because that is some of the questions I get. Even without them coming to our event, say, hey, do you teach how to clean a firearm? But yes, we do. So we'll probably start doing that a little more frequently as well. So it's kind of a one-stop shop to say, I want to get into it, but I don't know how. This is your how. This is how you can come out completely blank slate. You don't need anything but yourself. And we got eyes and ears. You just come out and we'll get you through. To sign up for that, if you want to go to Bass Reeves GC, that's BASSREEVES, G as in gun, C as in club, .com. And it, you just scroll down to the bottom of our page and it should be, you should see a Ladies Day Out event right there to register and how to pay for that event as well, because registration does not equal payment. So you have to pay for the event before you can have to get you on there. And then all the dates and times of what you need to bring on there as well. And then if you are on Facebook, you can follow that and find us there as well, either through Facebook or Instagram at Bass Reeves GC on those platforms as well. Those handles at Bass Reeves GC on those platforms. And we post all of our open to the public events on that public page for us. So you can see all those events that we have that we have there as well. So that's one of those events. And then we also have our general meeting next month on the 21st. That's another open to the public. So if you're not sure if you want to join us as a member, that's a way to come see us in person, see what we're about. And that way you can kind of gauge, hey, I want to join them. I just want to take classes. Either way, that's an open to the public event for us. We kind of got to say, come see what we're about before you join as a member for us.
We thank you so much for your time, Mr. Brown, your transparency and clarity with this. I'm certain we helped a lot of people and they're going to be running to this to be able to sign up for it. This interview will be live on the WOK platforms after this show ends, ladies and gentlemen. So if you missed it, you just joining in, don't fret. This will be right up after the program is over with links to all of the programs that Mr. Brown spoke about. Thank you so much, Mr. Brown. We hope to have you back on the program soon, sir.
Thank you. Look forward to it.
Yes, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, you heard that loud and clear. The president of the Bass Reeves Gun Club. Let's keep this show on the move. My next guest, it will be on the program. You're tuning in to the WAOK Morning Show. This is News and Talk, 1380 WAOK.
Life. I wonder. Will it take me under? I don't know.
Welcome back. Welcome back to News and Talk, 1380 WAOK. It is your main man, Chris Smith, executive producer of the WAOK Morning Show. It is currently 9:06 a.m. in the morning in Metro Atlanta. Hope everybody is doing well. We got 1 hour left, ladies and gentlemen. Make sure that you get those call lines in. That phone line is 404-726-1380. If you heard those powerful words that were being spoken right before the show just started, that was none other than a familiar voice that's been on the program various times. You know who this is, but you know we have to give a warm welcome all the time for none other than an international scholar, Dr. Chika Akua. He's also the author of 11 books, including his most recent, which is Honoring Our Ancestral Obligations, 7 Steps to Black Student Success. He does so much in the community across the world. Even the phenomenal trip to Egypt that you all even got a chance to be a part of. We have him on the program today. Great morning, Dr. Cool. How you doing, sir?
It's a blessing to be here with you, Brother Chris. How are you today?
I am doing great, and it's always an honor to talk to you, sir. First, before we get right into it, how was your Thanksgiving yesterday?
Oh, everything was wonderful, brother. There's so much to be thankful for, and yes. Anytime we have the opportunity to get together with family is so important. I got to spend it with my father, who is 93, about to turn 94 years old.
Wow.
As well as with my wife and son. So we feel very blessed.
Awesome. Love to hear that. Likewise, I literally just got back. Well, my family was actually in town, so I didn't have to leave out of town, but we literally stayed together the whole day, whole night, just talking and just connecting with each other. So it was definitely good, and I'm glad to hear it was good on your end. But we know what the topic is for today. I brought you on the program, sir, because there's a lot going on. As we know, this is post-presidential election. Our people are feeling a way about what's going on, whether the media is saying something or not. We hear it. We feel it right here on WAOK. And I wanted to start this off by first playing a clip of a recent viral clip. I played this on the show yesterday, and it's something that has been pretty much permeating across all the news outlets, but it's had a backlash response from our community. So before we dive into it, I want to play the clip first, and I'm going to bring it right back in.
I don't think you can change that part of human nature. What you can do is you can make kids resilient against it. And the way you do that is by giving them a great education so that they know that they have potential. And the other thing is to give them business models, role models, and opportunities within their own neighborhood. You know, black men who are running barbershops, who are running bars, who are running dance studios, who are running local businesses, restaurants, etc., and who are part of that community. And you know, when I was a kid, my uncle was the first Irish Catholic president of our country, and when he ran for president, there was a tremendous resurgence in anti-Catholic sentiment in this country, and a resurgence of the Ku Klux Klan. I remember crosses being burned when I was a kid against an anti-Catholic president, a lot of other, I was called a Mick, a mackerel snatcher, all these anti-Catholic slurs when I was a kid. But it never bothered me. If somebody called me that, I would think that guy's got a problem. But I didn't think I have a problem. And that because I had a great education, I had a family who loved me, I had role models in my country, I had confidence in my own future. Oh, you know, those kind of things had no impact on me. And that's the kind of resilience that we want to give the black American children.
So that was RFK Jr. basically speaking at a town hall about being resilient against racism. And we know you have so many teachings virtually across the planet that we can be able to search up and learn of you actually teaching about racial discrimination. And thus far, based off of what he stated and the backlash the black community is giving back to that, how do you respond to his perspective on resilience? And what do you think it misses when it comes to addressing the root causes of systematic racism?
Sure. All we've ever been as a people is resilient. So we don't need anybody preaching resilience to us. In addition to that, oftentimes when the term racism is used, it's used without a proper understanding of what it is. And there are many differing definitions. I prefer the definition of Dr. Francis Cress Welsing, who in substance says that it's really a system of advantage and privilege based on race, and that it's a global system that affects every area of people activity, including education, economics, entertainment, labor, law, politics, sex, and war. And as a global system, racism is embedded into so much of what is done on an everyday basis. And so when people don't understand the true definition, then it's easy to make certain blanket statements and so forth. But one of the things that I heard in another clip of him is basically rationalizing and saying that it's always been here, it's always going to be here. There's this rationalizing and universalizing about racism, like, this is just part of, you know, human nature and so forth. No, there's something very different about what white folk have done, not only in America, but around the world. And we need to be very, very clear about that. So it's very easy for white liberals to say, oh, pull yourself up by your bootstraps, be resilient. And that patronizing and paternalistic attitude does not address systemic inequities. Because at the same time they're saying to be resilient and have role models and pull yourself up by your bootstraps, at the very same time they're placing barriers and reinforcing systemic and historic barriers to keep us from achieving equity in so many of the areas of life that are essential to our flourishing. So I don't take what he says with any value, and we should not be looking to him to provide us with wisdom and guidance. We should be looking to our ancestors and our ancestral tradition of excellence, our ancestral tradition of resilience and grit. These are the things that come to mind when I heard that clip.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that is why I'm so glad, because I wanted to make sure we brought you on the program, because after that was going around, you had people that was basically saying, okay, maybe we just need to forget, maybe we just need to keep it up like that. And I'm like, hey, I don't know, that's not sounding right to me, so I appreciate that clarity. And one thing that I also wanted to speak about while we were still on this topic, your publication, Dismantling the Preschool to Prison Pipeline. Man, this is literally right on top of what we are literally dealing with. Before we get into the meat of everything else, could you just briefly talk about your recent publication of this and what you're basically speaking about with this?
Yeah, that was a special report that I was commissioned to write by the Wayfounder Foundation and Racial Justice Now. So shout out to Sister Zakiya Sankara Jabbar and Hashim Jabbar for helping to provide me that opportunity to conduct that research. When we talk about dismantling the preschool to prison pipeline, we're talking about systems that are in place that coerce our children into the criminal justice system by the way that they're treated. And what we found in the research literature prior to me writing that, you would hear talk of the school to prison pipeline, that there are certain things happening in elementary school, middle school, high school, and so forth, where Black children were being punished in ways that other children weren't. Black children were being surveilled and watched in ways that other children weren't. But what we were able to determine, that it wasn't the school to prison pipeline, it was actually the preschool to prison pipeline, that Black boys were being suspended at an alarming rate in preschool as 3- and 4-year-olds for behaviors that are not uncommon amongst 3- and 4-year-olds. And so we have to be mindful of the way that our children are perceived in society. I'll give you a quick example, Chris. When one of my sons was maybe 8 or 9 years old, we stopped at a gas station, and he asked me if he could go in and get a pack of gum while I was pumping gas. I said, sure, go ahead. Just make sure you get a receipt. And so he came back, and he comes back to the car, and he's chewing his gum. I said, hey, did you get a receipt? He said, no, oh, no, I forgot, Dad. I said, didn't I tell you to get a receipt? He said, yeah, but it's not that big of a deal. It's just a pack of gum. I said, no, it is a big deal. And it's not just a pack of gum. Now, let me pause right here and say this was not a financial literacy lesson. This was a social lesson in what it means to be a young Black male in this society. And the reason I told him to get a receipt is because without a receipt, he could be accused of stealing that gun. Yes. When I used to teach middle school, I asked my students one day how many of them were followed in the grocery stores and in the shopping malls and different things of that nature. Almost all the hands of my all Black class went up, and they talked about how they're constantly being watched. And so it's interesting that young Black males and even females have been criminalized and gangsterized and stigmatized as so-called thieves and criminals. But we live in a nation that was literally stolen from us. One of my students, you know, yelled out when I was, you know, having that survey and that discussion with them. They said, dang, Mr. Kua, they stole countries and continents, but we get locked up if they think we stole a candy bar. Think about that for a moment. So these are the types of things that we need to be aware of and conversations that we need to have with our children to make sure that they're very clear about how they present themselves in the community and in society, and live up to the best standards of our ancestral excellence.
Absolutely. Currently, you all, we are speaking with international scholar Dr. Chika Akua. You've seen him on TV. You've heard him across the world. Right now, we have him on the program. We're speaking about some important topics needed to be discussed. On the next break, we are going to talk about more about racial discrimination and how education plays a role in that and what things can be changed in the education system. And also, we're not just giving you all this history for no reason. You have a chance to be involved in the June 2025 Egypt trip. We'll be right back on the other side. You're tuned in to News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Down to the garden, took a little dip.
Oh, no.
Apple juice falling from her lips, took a little sip on.
Welcome back. Welcome back to News and Talk 1380 WAOK. It is your main man, Chris Smith. And just 30 minutes left of the program. Right now, you're tuning to our exclusive interview with none other than international scholar Dr. Chika Akua. You have heard him on the program various times. But yes, ladies and gentlemen, he is live today. If you just heard that drop, that is a little bit more of our education. Before you got off from the next break, sir, I had one question I wanted to pose to you. The role of education in combating racial discrimination. In your experience, what role does education play in addressing racial inequities in today's polarized political climate? And how can schools and educators help combat racial discrimination, especially post-2024 election, sir?
Well, historically, education has played the ultimate role in helping us to rise up as a people. You know, coming through and out of the enslavement experience, we understood that in order to advocate on behalf of your people and to be able to be of service to your people, you had to be educated. Education was denied us, and we needed people who could read and write and do math to be able to review contracts and to advocate on our behalf of different things of that nature in society. So you were seen as a liability to your community if you were not educated. And it was seen as your ancestral obligation. It was seen as your duty to your community and your people to be educated. And so there was a community thrust to make sure that young people were educated in the best tradition of our ancestors. So education is critical to our uplift. But bear in mind, Brother Chris, that at no time in the United States of America and its history, at no time has education for Black people been equitably funded. I'm going to say that again because I really want the audience, the listening audience, to understand this. At no time in the history of the United States of America has education been equitably funded for Black children. In addition to that, Black children are less likely to have teachers that are certified in the core areas of language arts, math, science, and social studies. In addition to that, over 70% of urban school teachers are white and female, which constitutes a cultural mismatch in the classroom, where we have teachers who do not understand our children, their history, their culture, their legacy, or their potential. So all of these are deeply problematic when it comes to our education. And so one of the things that we must be vigilant about is to make sure that our schools are equitably funded, because these are our tax dollars. In addition to making sure that our schools are equitably funded, we have to make sure that we have more Black teachers and teachers of color, but not just Black teachers and teachers of color, but those that are of the right consciousness and competence to teach our children. When I say consciousness, I'm talking about mindset. When I talk about competence, I'm talking about skill set. There are certain methods that have been proven scientifically to unlock, release the genius in Black children. And oftentimes teachers are not being taught those methods. Now, this is not me talking down about teachers. I'm a former public school teacher myself, and teachers have to deal with a lot, but they're in need of much more support in order to better serve the children in our community. So these are some of the things that we need to be thinking about as it relates to education.
Wow, well said, sir. And you have a trip to Egypt in June 2025. And for those who they're listening in right now and they love what you're saying and want to be able to learn more from you directly, Could we speak a little bit more to how this June 2025 Egypt trip is looking, sir? I know it was some people that missed out last time. Well, you're here today to share a little bit more about it.
Sure. I'm still getting, you know, calls and emails and text messages about that trip from last year and how people can get involved this year.
Yes,
it's taking place June 17th through the 29th next year, 2025, June 17th through the 29th. It's an incredible life-changing trip where we're going to sail the Nile. We're going to visit the pyramids, the Sphinx. We're going to go to the great temples. You're going to have a lecture every morning before we go out to visit the different places. But what's really going to happen is we're going to be reconnecting to our roots. We're going to be going to one of the greatest classical African civilizations to see what our ancestors did and what we can take from that in rebuilding ourselves. So for those that are interested in that a little more, you can go to travelwithdrakua.com. That's travel with Dr. Akua, DrAkua.com. Travelwithdrakua.com. And all of the information is there that will allow you to register and place your deposit and make payments. But it's going to be an incredible trip. It was amazing last year, and it's going to be even more amazing this year, Brother Chris. And I want to thank you for helping us to get the word out about that.
Absolutely, sir. They call up here all the time, literally asking about it. So I it was only a matter of time before we had to get you back on the program, sir, and hope to have you right back again to talk a little bit more about it. Dr. Cool, we appreciate the time that you've given us thus far. It's always a pleasure getting a chance to talk with you, sir. Are there any parting words you would like to leave with our listeners before we get you back on your road?
Yes, thanks so much. When we were talking about the importance of education, brother, one thing we have to be very clear about is that there are certain things that public and even private schools will not and cannot teach our children. And there's certain things that we must do at home. I want to encourage everyone to go to readingrevolution.org. Readingrevolution.org. We know that the teaching of our authentic history is under attack right now.
Yes, sir.
And we are going to have to teach that. Other free, proud, and productive people don't leave that to chance. They don't leave that in other people's hands to teach, and neither can we. And so at readingrevolution.org, what you'll find is our program that contains 90 brief reading selections about Black heroes and sheroes, along with reading comprehension, vocabulary development, grammar, and writing activities, all in an online interactive platform. So if you go to readingrevolution.org, you can receive a free demo. And if you click on parents, there's a very, very special discount available to those who want to enroll in our membership. We have to start teaching these things at home. So very, very important, brother.
Thank you so much, Dr. Cool. We appreciate that. Ladies and gentlemen, if you are just tuning in to the interview, this will be live on the WOK platforms right after the show ends. That way you can be able to check in, hear everything you missed, and we'll make sure to have you back. Thank you so much, Dr. Cool. You have a great one, sir.
Thank you, brother. Have a blessed day.
Yes, sir. All righty, ladies and gentlemen, we have our next exclusive guest on the VIP line. We'll be right back, and we're going to get into some entrepreneurship to finish out this show. You're tuning in to News and Talk, 1380 WAOK.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best. Let's go! Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhance game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.